Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Super Bowl 58 halftime performer. The Apple Music Super Bowl 58 halftime performer, to be exact. That guy's name is Usher. You might have heard of him. You know?
Yeah, no.
You might have heard of him.
The only show I wish I would have... I have, like, FOMO. I wish I would have gone.
With the Las Vegas show.
Yeah, I wish I would have gone.
You was going to get up there and wind your waist up with Usher?
I might, Ebro. I might just get out of character. I don't know.
You might.
I don't know what would happen. I don't know what would happen. I would definitely have some drinks, so I don't know.
And it looks like every time it happens, it's, there goes my baby.
Did you see Mary J. Blige pushing him away? Like, nope, nope, nope. I don't want to be involved.
I think that's because she's known him so long. It was weird.
Yeah.
She's like, little boy, I've known you since you was like 13. If you don't get away from me with your little...
That's so funny.
With your little hips, your little hip movement. If you don't take your little hip movement somewhere.
And it's funny because normally, like, things like that, it's like, everyone's always like, ugh, corny. But when it's Usher, it's like, wait a second, hold on.
Man, it's Usher, man.
Wait a second.
Guys, he's earned his respect out here. That's why he's at the Super Bowl 58 halftime show.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, man, it's gonna be dope.
It'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg on today. The weather is talking about what?
Cold.
It's cold.
That's it.
Well,
high of 42.
with basically, it's gonna be cold every day from now until March. To some degree. But I always like to keep track of when the sun may peek out. Because today you only get it in the morning. And then it's clouds for the rest of the day and tomorrow. And it's colder tomorrow in the morning. This weekend, though, Saturday and Sunday gets up to the 50s. It's going to be a little bit warmer, but no sun. Next week is looking beautiful. Let's hope it sticks. But we're supposed to get a lot of weather. And by weather, I mean rain and wind on Sunday. So that's what it's looking like out here. Thanks for joining the program. It's time for some shenanigans. Laura, what you giving away, fam?
Oh, so we're celebrating 12 Days of Hotness. Okay. So we have tickets to see the Hip Hop Nutcracker with Curtis Blow on December 23rd at NJ Pack.
That goes down every year. Shout out to Curtis Blow and the team. Deborah and Michael are on the line this Wednesday morning. Deborah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I asked you first.
Oh, my God. I'm good. I'm great. Now that I'm on the radio with you guys.
Thanks for joining the program. Where are you calling us from, Deborah?
I'm calling you guys from Rockland County. I'm on my way to work. I listen to you guys every morning. I love your show.
Shout out to everybody up there in Rockland County. You know, dealing with the Cuomo Bridge, or you're going to... Work your way down the Palisades and get across the G-Dub. Whatever you're doing, we see you.
Yeah.
Okay? Whatever you're doing. Michael, how are you today?
Yes. I'm good. How you doing? How you guys doing?
Where you hitting this from?
Jamaica, Queens.
Queens. Yo, I heard they've been hitting up and robbing like spas over in Queens. That's the word.
Spas?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they've been violently robbing some spas in Jamaica, Queens. I think that's the word.
That's not what you want.
It's not what you want, but it's the holidays. You know, they're going to get out here and get it. I want everybody to know that. It's the holidays. People are going to get out here and get it.
Horrible. That's horrible.
Don't leave stuff in your cars. Take it out of your car. You know what I mean? If you're going shopping, go shopping with somebody. Don't be carrying a bunch of bags dolo.
Oh, just know they already arrested one person, at least.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, in connection to the string of spa robberies in Queens. Ugh.
Yeah. There's also yesterday over there at, what high school was that in Brooklyn? Somebody got stabbed up. They had a couple of teenagers going after. It was all over the news yesterday. They had kids locked in school. wouldn't let the kids go home when it was time to go home. Parents was tripping, couldn't communicate with their kids. What school was that? Got shot.
That's an interesting intro to the game, though.
Yeah, I just thought about this right now.
The crime update.
The crime update.
The mid-game crime update.
You have to. Edward R. Murrow High. There it is. Murrow High School over there. Edward R. Murrow. But, you know, things have been going down. We'll talk about it later. Here, things have been going down over there in a lot of these high schools for a long time. It's not what you want, though. Now, Deborah, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura Stiles.
Yeah.
Okay.
The game that lives up to its name.
All right, let's do this.
60 seconds on the clock. Rosenberg, you doing the questions?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh,
let's
okay.
Play. Laura never loses.
Here we go. Who was just hit with a water bottle?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
I just saw this.
Three, two.
Ari Lennox.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which mythical creature was a cross between
Ebro?
A
cross between. I'm gonna say that
three.
Is a
two.
A wuzzle.
Which mythical creature was a cross between a lion and an eagle?
A lion and an eagle.
I remember it. You see it, but just call it a wuzzle.
Or a wuzzle?
Yeah.
It's a griffin.
Oh, yeah, damn it. I would have never got that one.
Jason Griffin threw it on there. That's why.
Wow. Who's Ferrari?
Laura. Michael B. Jordan.
Damn. Correct. The mascot for Toys R Us.
Oh, man.
The mascot for Toys R Us is a giraffe.
That's correct. Which megastar?
Oh.
Just ended his
Ebro. Usher.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ooh, tied up.
Tied it up.
Oh no.
Here we go.
Here we go.
In which city?
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Will you find the Alamo.
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to San Antonio, man. They tuned in, baby.
That's
appreciate
correct.
Y'all.
San
Antonio.
Oh, man. We were almost there.
San Antonio, Amarillo. You know what I mean? All of y'all down over there. Yo, sorry, Deborah.
I'm sorry, Deb.
Love you guys. I still listen to your show every morning.
Yo, don't give up on us because of Laura Stiles failing you. It's all her fault.
Sorry.
Don't give up on us. Yo, Michael.
Yes, sir.
We did it, baby. You're getting some tickets for you and the family. Sir. Check out the Hip Hop Nutcracker NJ Pack, Michael. Hang on. We love you for listening. I think did he hang on already?
Yes.
No, that was a quick hang on over there.
Yeah.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Jamie Foxx got emotional on stage talking about how he almost died. I'll give you a piece of this audio and talk about it coming up in the flashing lights
hang
report.
Hang on, y'all.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Oh,
lights.
She got Styles, can you put us on?
All right. So Jamie Foxx, first time we've seen him and actually like take the stage and give us a speech. He was honored at the Critics' Choice Awards Association, and he got emotional as he opened up about the mystery illness that he says almost killed him. Now, he accepted the Vanguard Award for his performance in The Burial and spoke to the audience for about 12 minutes, but here is a clip.
I want to thank everybody. I've been through something. I've been through some things. You know, it's crazy. I couldn't do that 6 months ago. I couldn't actually walk. So it feels good to be here. I cherish every single minute now. It's different. You know, it's different. You know, it's beyond. I wouldn't wish what I went through on my worst enemy because it's tough.
At one point, he like paused and he got super emotional about it. But it's just nice to see him back, you know what I mean, on stage and being able to just address everybody.
Nice. But, it was also, he went on to crack some jokes, too. He was like,
he did, yeah.
He was like, yo, I was in that tunnel. I didn't see the light, but I saw the tunnel. And it was hot in that tunnel. Was I in the wrong tunnel? Where was I going?
And then he also was like, you know, a lot of people say, are calling me a clone. I'm not a clone. Yeah, it is me. Yeah. But it was good to see him. You know what I mean? Like, it's just good to see him healthy and in a way better space than he was before.
Right.
In messy news. Messy news. So, you know, we talked about Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, right? They're a host on, I think it was like Good Morning America. Was it like two or three, Rosenberg?
It
do you remember?
Three.
It was three.
Three.
And there was a big scandal because they're anchors and co-hosts and ended up having a relationship. Now, Page Six is saying that their exes are now together.
Yeah, they swinging.
Bro, what?
They swinging.
They're saying that they
wife swap or whatever.
The pair bonded over their divorces, and now they're together.
Nah, bro.
What?
You're going wife swap and not just petty.
Bing, I mean, okay, it's petty. is it petty because they don't want to be with you no more? They done left, and then y'all are like left to pick up the pieces with each other, and y'all just want to sit in this memory of what was with. I don't know. It sounds weird.
I mean,
it's definitely weird. I don't think you can count that.
And mind you, throughout the scandal, Amy and TJ they're still together. They're popping up at events, so they're like,
right now. And then yesterday, don't they have a podcast now?
Probably, but I just thought it was what? I had to take a double take. Now their exes are together, but let's see how it goes.
No, that's super messy, though. There's no getting around that.
Right.
That's leaning into the messy.
Oh, man.
That's your flashing. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7:01, a high of 42 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
What you're saying, it's the goat of messy?
Yeah, Lionel. That's right.
Lionel Messi. Yo, coming up, Ride or Die, and congratulations, you played yourself, and Curved, and DJ John pulling up with some gifts for the holiday. We are here on December 6th. Enjoying y'all, and hopefully y'all enjoying us on your commute. So lock in, because you got it on Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We about to go 97 minutes commercial free straight up after this.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Seabro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. What's happening, everybody? Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. We halfway through the week already. Listen, man, getting close to the holidays.
Yeah, man, everybody's finalizing plans.
Well, see, I was just about to go there, Laura Stiles, and hit everybody with the button that hasn't even started discussing plans.
Yeah.
Hit this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself.
I don't play. Unless, of course, you plan on not having plans. Then, of
I mean,
course,
yeah, if you're just staying home.
Yeah, if you're not doing anything and you don't need to organize anything, then yeah, you're chilling. But if you got to get out here and organize something.
Or travel.
Or travel and you ain't even figured it out yet.
Travel. Oh, good luck to you. Get ready. And also get ready to pay a lot of money.
Are they cracking people, right? Isn't this like the biggest travel year of the post pre-pandemic?
All that, Ebro. It's usually something. Thanksgiving and you know, in December.
Yeah.
And now the airlines can just make up the prices as they want to go. So
yeah, Rosenberg's been reporting on this live. He's been doing some real investigative reporting, delivering for Ebro in the morning here on how hotels and airlines arbitrarily just picking numbers based on what IP address you log in from, what zip code you have, or your search engine.
How many times you've checked back in, how many times you searched for it. Yeah, yeah. It's all, but there's no prices. Don't really appear to be a thing.
Yeah, there's no like set industry price. They getting away with whatever they can get away with. Thank you, Rosenberg, for that update on that. It was great.
You're very welcome.
All right. Now back to the segment. Congratulations, you played yourself to me, actually.
What?
Oh.
Congratulations, you played yourself to me because I haven't started shopping at all.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And which is why I was giving y'all the button so you could be in the same boat as me if you haven't started making plans. Now I've started making a little bit of plans. I have a plan, sort of. You know, but also sort of not.
Did you start your plan?
Well, the tree is up.
Okay, that's good.
It's not decorated.
Oh, but do you guys make it like a thing? Like
the Kwanzaa Kanara is out and the menorah is out. All the different, you know, traditional cultural elements of the holidays around my home are out.
Okay. But the actual decoration is not.
Decorations aren't on the tree yet.
So maybe y'all could do that this weekend, though.
No, that's the plan. That's the plan. Okay. The plan.
So you're good.
But yeah, I haven't. Issa, this is the first year that Issa's like wanting a couple of things. She hasn't, in her whole life, for 9 years on planet Earth, she hasn't been like, yo, I want this or I want that.
But what's she trying to get?
A jacket.
A certain jacket, though?
Yeah, a certain style. You know, like a long, kind of like below the knee, big coat that she could just wear. She doesn't have like a big old coat.
Got you. Okay, Ebro, please start looking.
The big old coat. We're coming through the big old coat.
Okay.
And she's
how is she nine and just wants a big coat? It's crazy.
She wants a cool coat, though. You know, now she's into, like, her look.
She doesn't want a toy? Is it not a game? She just wants a coat?
Well, she has a Nintendo Switch. She got that last year, but she didn't even ask for that. I just got it because I noticed that she wanted to play video games.
And does she like it?
Yeah, she plays all the time.
But she doesn't ask for new games?
Nope. I got her a couple of games on there, her and her friends play, and that was it. She was happy. She was good.
Wow.
Now, her thing is she likes to read. She likes to make bracelets. She likes to write stories. She plays video games every now and then with me. And then we play these little car driving games. She plays her Mario Kart. She loves a little Mario Kart situation on the Nintendo Switch. And then what else she like to do? And then listen to her music and make up a little choreographed dance steps. Oh, every now and then she goes and jumps on her keyboard and makes a song. Make a beat, make a song. So
gets
that's
a
little rotation of entertainment that she has when she ain't at school.
That's pretty good, man.
It's pretty good. Hit me just with a straight congratulations just for having an amazing daughter. I mean, how blessed am I?
Not even you played yourself.
Not even.
Congratulations.
I did it. I win.
I mean.
And I got another one on the way. I'm living life, man. I'm so blessed. Yo, shout to my lady Jazz, man. Blessing our family with another one. That's so nice. Appreciate you, kid. You did good. Now, Laura Stiles, what you got today?
So this one's a funny one. But, okay, so imagine your interview being interrupted by some natural gas. We're going to put it like that. So we're talking hockey and a NHL star goalie, Andrei Vasilevsky, okay? He was at a post-game interview. And there was an interruption during his interview. Check this out.
What's gone through your mind in the last 48 hours from the end of the game on Saturday to the start of this one?
I mean, obviously it wasn't a great feeling last game, but...
Nah, wait, that was fake.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
They couldn't even continue on. That was just the end.
They just started cracking up.
The fart came in like somebody lifted the volume on the fart. Or something.
Well, no, they did. Someone lifted the volume, for sure.
Ebro, okay, we were talking about it before. Ebro thinks that whoever shot that shot thought it was going to be silent. And it came out
If that was real, definitely thought it was finna be a silent one. And that joint came rumbling out.
I mean, I definitely think it was real. It was, that's not what you want.
Or depending on how your stomach feels, it is what you want. Let's be honest.
Congratulations. You put
so look, I'll just give the congratulations to the person who thought maybe it was going to be silent, and all of a sudden, boom.
So they don't think it was Vasilevsky who did this. It was someone else.
From what it looks like it was somebody else.
Because Vasilevsky looks around.
Yeah, and he laughs like...
Now, oh, okay, that might just been him looking it off. Like, you know, sometimes you look it off like, hey, yo, who's doing all this? Like, it's crazy. Meanwhile, it was you.
It's pretty good.
Yo, congratulations. You played yourself.
You never farted on an elevator and then, like, thinking nobody else was going to get on? Mm-hmm. And then somebody else gets on and you're looking around confused, too. Like, I know. Like, yo. Crazy, man.
That's not what you... I mean, I've thought about that situation. I've never actually done it.
Look, if you fart on an elevator by yourself thinking nobody else is going to get on, like, you're like, yo, I can make it down to the lobby. Ain't nobody getting on. I'm out of here. And then somebody gets on the next floor and you know it reeks in there, you look around confused too.
Oh my God.
And you cover your nose and look around too, like, yo, when I got here, it was like this, B.
The funniest thing is, like, in the supermarket with, like, older ladies who just, you know, they don't care. Oh, they'll just walk and just let it go. And I'd be like, oh my God.
I've never experienced that either.
I haven't drive-by?
An old lady drive-by fart?
Yes. Water?
Well, see, that old lady might just smell like farts.
No.
Some people get old and they just start smelling like farts.
And you're just saying words now. You just keep saying things that are not real.
You never smelled the old person that smelled like farts?
No. That permanently just walks around smelling like a human fart? No.
Not like doo-doo fart, but just kind of has like this like... You know how sometimes farts can just smell like a stale odor?
Oh, my God. Hey, bro.
You really going there, bro?
No, because why y'all acting brand new like everybody don't have different type of farts?
I'm just telling you that I've experienced old lady farts, so.
I'm just saying, some people.
Yo, I'd like farts. To. Can we give this button to this part of the segment right now?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rose, what you got today?
Are you disgusted?
We just went straight fart report. That was unlike anything I've ever seen before.
You know she's booger picking fart department over there. While you're doing investigative reporting on what's happening with pricing and price gouging on the internet due to airlines and hotels, Laura Stiles is doing the booger and fart report. You know what she like.
All that being said, I still haven't finished booking my hotels for Brazil, so hit me with the...
Congratulations. Oh. You played yourself.
What's wrong with
like
you?
10 days.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, man, you about to...
Actually, I leave a week from tomorrow.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Do you?
I have the room for the first few days that I'm there, but I don't have it beyond that. I haven't figured out the full plan yet.
What?
Yeah, I don't. I don't have the room yet.
Why? Because our plan you guys are going to switch hotels and try a different city. And
yeah, we don't know exactly what the next step is. And also, you know, my lady is, like, comfortable moving in a way where she will, like, we can grab the room a few days before we go. It's good. Don't worry. The price will go down. I'm not comfortable particularly in that way, but I'm getting used to it.
There's a site you could check out for quick flights.
I have flights.
Hit Juanito with the button.
No, I was going to suggest this.
LLJ Cool J.
LLJCoolJR.com. That's where you could.
I liked where you were going, but I already have flights, so I would need to know do they also have hotels on that website?
Oh, they have it too.
LLJ Cool J.
I like it. For your last minute travelers, LLJ
Cool J.com. Yeah, hit me with the button. I'm going to figure it out, though.
Hilarious.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah, did the Knicks win last night?
Hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Wait, that was an important game in the in-season tournament last night, I thought, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, it was their last game in the in-season tournament. Well, no, now they play a loser's game.
And they needed to win that game.
Oh, yeah, it's elimination. I mean, they're out.
Wow, hit the button again.
Congratulations.
I mean, they played the Bucks. You know, it happens.
No, for sure, for sure. But yeah.
That second half was LLJ Cool J.
Oh, man.
LLJ Cool J.
Oh, man.
But Ebro, your
staffs 97 minutes commercial free. What were you gonna say,
Ebro? Your childhood team won, though. You know, the not Lakers, your local
been,
team.
The Lakers been out here doing their thing in the midseason tournament.
Lakers got a win over Phoenix, 106-103. So there you go.
That was a big win.
They advance.
Yo, E Styles, you got your mic on, man. We got a shout out to all the Guyanese people we got tuned in. I'm sure we have people from Venezuela tuned in. It's things. We reported on it a few days ago, this word that Venezuela feels like they're just going to go take land from Guyana because Guyana has found the oil in what Venezuela wants to call a protested area in Guyana, and they just want to go take the oil. So, East Styles, you Guyanese, your family's following this?
Yeah, my family's following it, especially since we were looking to go over there soon.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to postpone that trip.
Why is getting serious like that, huh?
Yeah, we just saw a report from the president of Guyana yesterday saying that they're upping their measures of protection of the border. So that's never good.
Wow.
That's not good.
Nah, it's not.
Yeah, it's looking nervous over there. But I hope, I hope it doesn't get to that. But
well, Guyana is a small country, right? Like Venezuela has a military of a few hundred thousand. While Guyana's military's mad little, they don't get into conflicts like that.
Right, and here's what a lot of people are talking about. If it goes there, whatever country decides to help Guyana is going to end up taking that land in there.
Right, and which is then going to take the oil and take the money away from the nation that they was about to get to because they was going to be able to sell oil.
Exactly. So it's not a good look right now.
And then I read an article. Is this true, too, that... you know, Guyana is a part of the Caribbean, like, there's like an economic collective of Caribbean nations. Guyana is a part of that.
Yeah, and it's called CARICOM.
CARICOM, there you go. And that's oil can help all Caribbean nations because they're in like an economic collective. And if Venezuela takes it, then it won't help the other Caribbean islands.
Exactly, yeah. It would help the whole Caribbean, but... I don't know. I hope that Guyana gets to keep the land or it doesn't go to war or anything like that. But
no,
because Guyana is a really poor country and this could really help the economic infrastructure over there.
Well, thank you, East Styles. We'll keep an eye on it. Yo, man, we mad international, bro. Yo, we mad international up here, kid. We paying attention out here. We seeing what's going on in the world. I wish we could do more, but we can get you the info. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, 97 minutes of commercial-free music. Up next, we're talking to DJ John. We're coming through with that 12 days of hotness, some prizes.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So I got a text from Representative Bowman last night, friend of the show. We've had him on. I guess there's a House Resolution Bill 894, which I've been hearing something about, which basically people are saying conflates the critique of the Israeli government and anti-Semitism. Because people who are, you know, not supporting the Israeli government are being labeled anti-Semitic. And so there's a House Resolution Bill 894. And I guess Representative Bowman wanted me to know that he voted no on this resolution as it fuels division and violence, conflates criticism of the Israeli government with anti-Semitism, and ignores one of the greatest threats to the Jewish community, white nationalism. Then he goes on to accuse Republicans that if you guys are so interested in getting to the root causes of anti-Semitism, why didn't you support the bill that he introduced and passed, which was a resolution condemning the anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, the Great Replacement Theory, which goes back to the Tiki Torches. Remember they were marching, talking about the Jews will not replace us and all that when Trump was in office? So if protecting the Jewish community and addressing the root causes of anti-Semitism were the goal of Resolution 894, which he voted no on yesterday, then the Republicans supporting this bill would have, like I just said, voted condemning the great replacement theory, but they didn't. So I guess this is what's going on Capitol Hill, is a lot of language posturing.
So where are we now?
There's a,
well,
there's a,
we're not at a ceasefire, that's for sure, Laura Stiles. That's
hello?
What we're looking for. We're not at that.
My representative up here on the Upper West Side, Jerry Nadler, said about this resolution, quote, the resolution suggests that all anti-Zionism, it states, is anti-Semitism. That's either intellectually disingenuous or just factually wrong, Jerry Nadler said, who voted present. The authors, if they were all familiar with Jewish history and culture, should know about Jewish anti-Zionism that was and is expressly not anti-Semitic. This resolution ignores the fact that even today, certain Orthodox Hasidic Jewish communities have held views that are at odds with modern Zionist conception. This obviously, this was brought about by Republicans, by the way.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Any Jewish Republicans? I'm just curious.
I would imagine. I don't know.
You'd never know, Rosenberg.
But this was brought, I didn't see who brought it exactly. I'm sure someone who's friendly with Israel money.
Israel, yeah.
But then they convinced 95 Democrats to jump on board, who probably just didn't do the work and were like, oh, yeah, sure. That does. No one likes anti-Semitism, and signed.
So but, did this pass?
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Okay, yeah, so criticizing the Israeli government is now considered anti-Semitism.
I mean, I don't think it does anything legally. It's literally one of those things they do that's just like saying something. It's literally just, it's also just, well, throwing time in the garbage.
Well, yeah, but it also stops people from being critical on the House floor and using certain language.
That makes no
that's
sense.
Probably true, right?
Right. So if I'm a representative in the House now, I can't speak of being against this movement of Zionism in Israel without being labeled anti-Semitic, and they can label me that way.
That makes
no sense.
If I'm
just speaking out against the Israeli government.
And it's confusing, too, because it did get votes from Democrats who have also called for a ceasefire.
That's what I'm saying. I think you hit it right. I think, Rosenberg, people were just like, they didn't do the work to dig into it. They were just like, wait, I'm against anti-Semitism. Let me vote yes,
sure.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
We're so backwards.
Oh, man. No, it's a lot of backwards stuff going on out here, bro. A lot of backwards stuff going on out here. But we could go forward and celebrate the holidays. Call right now, 800-223-9797. If you would like to be able to stump DJ John, by doing so, you can win some things. On the way, we have Whitish Wednesday, which we're doing a little bit different today.
A special edition, Ibra.
Oh,
I'm excited.
So this is now the first week where we will have the friends of the show compete.
Yeah, basically, since Shawnee is across the world again and Cass 1 is gone, we thought, you know what? It makes sense now to have the great and lauded friends of the show compete against each other so we know who the most capable FOT is. So it's going to be exciting today, man.
You frame that like that's more than just about bragging rights. It's deeper than that.
It is about this. Like this is almost rankings. The Ebro, this we could do this every 6 months. It creates a ranking system for the next 6 months. Like who's number one?
Yo, and then the person with the least, do they get kicked off the phone or FOT panel?
Oh no,
you can
they
get
might get put on warning.
Panel.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, get like a yellow card,
a demerit, if you will.
But anyway, it's coming up in 15 minutes. But first, DJ John.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
What up, baby?
John pulling up.
Yes, sir.
With gifts for the holidays. What do you have today?
Today's gift, courtesy of Michael the Bull Lamonsaw.
Yo, shout to the Bull.
You know what I'm saying? 12 Days of Hotness is back, and guess what? You get to win an Xbox X Series part of the 12 Days of Hotness.
Ooh, an Xbox is fire.
What? That's fire.
Shout to Michael the Bull Lamonsaw.
Yo, man. 12 Days of Hotness. The Bull sponsoring.
minutes.
And you can stump DJ John. Now, you have parents who submit songs or their kids' rendition of your intro, your walk-in music.
Yes, sir.
And so today do we have an amazing child.
Yes, representing from Long Island, we have Amelia.
Amelia, let's see what you got.
And go like this.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Little sniffle.
DJ John. John, this is
Ebro
and the
Lowest
Sounds. It was about
Hot 97. Oh, with the drop at the end. A little extra credit on the end.
Yo, the drop's crazy.
To take your job.
Rosenbug.
Rosenbug.
It's so cute.
Yo, the sniffle's funny. Yo, thanks, Amelia. Thanks, family out there in Long Island. Alexa's on line 8 to stump DJ John now. Alexa, how are ya?
Hi. Good, and you?
We're great today. Thanks for joining the program. Where are you calling us from?
Staten Island.
Staten Island. Very nice. Very nice out there in Staten Island, I'm told. I don't go much, but I'm told it's very nice. Very nice.
Very Laura, small.
Laura, when's the last time you've been to Staten Island?
Oh, my God, E. Brown.
Oh, wow.
Over
Rosenberg,
10 years.
When's the last time you've been in Staten Island?
I mean, you know, driving by, you know, a little Verrazano action.
Okay, so it's been a while. Juanito, when's the last time you've been to Staten Island?
Man, what year is this?
Yo.
It's been a minute, hey, man.
Don't do this, man. My producer for 1F, Emilio Sparks, he's from Staten Island. I talk to him every day.
So you go through osmosis.
Yeah.
Alexis, you have a question for John to stump him.
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go. Let's hear it.
What's the first country out of North America to open the first Starbucks?
Oh.
Oh.
Out of North America to open the Starbucks in Canada?
No.
Okay.
No. Japan.
Japan. You know, Canada's in North America. She said out of North America. So that means outside of.
I was thinking up. I don't know why. I was thinking up.
No, you were thinking the United States is all North America. That's what you was thinking.
Pretty much.
You guys, North America is Mexico, the United States, and Canada.
Oh, man.
It's confusing,
Alexis.
John.
Hey. You got an Xbox for the 12 days of hotness. Got something nice under that tree. Xbox is yours. Wait, who's in the car with you? They are very excited.
My daughter. Oh, she is. I was dropping her off at high school. She's
Yo,
so
y'all got
excited
an Xbox.
Right now.
What's her name?
Unique.
Unique, you got an Xbox.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mom said you can only play it on Saturday mornings, though. That's it.
No.
Come on, man.
That's raggedy when you get those rules, ain't it? Thank you, Alexis. Thank you, Unique.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Congrats, Mama.
Y'all. Hang on 1 second. Man. We're going to get all your info and get you this now. Laura Styles, you cooking that flashing lights. What's happening?
Yeah, coming up in the flashing lights report, Alicia Keys is headed to Broadway.
What?
I'll give you details on this coming up. Flashing lights.
She moving in on that EGOT. The EGOT race is on.
Facts.
Still good. I need to make it to forever. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
They be trying to keep me down. They be trying to keep me down. Listen, man, we just want to let y'all know, man, we appreciate y'all tuning into our very positive, uplifting program where we have a lot of fun every day. And we try to stay out of all of the chaos and the mess as much as possible. And we appreciate you for wanting a positive program that delves into some heated topics in a semi-intellectual fashion. And tries to stay positive.
It's a good description right there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of chaos and negativity every day. There's people arguing about stupid things. There's people
making dumb comments.
Each other. Then you just have like the randomness of the internet where it's always like, Blueface, Christian Rock, Sukiana, Sexy Red.
Yo, the Sexy Red video, though, that is art, you know?
What video?
The one that Cass sent us the other day. You guys didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it.
What was your name?
You didn't watch it either, Laura?
I watched a clip and I just...
What was it, for a new song?
I checked out.
Yeah, yeah. It was something.
Is that like F My N? Is that the one?
Free my N. Honest to God, you would believe if it was on SNL, you would have believed like it was Lonely Island produced it for her.
Yeah.
Except they couldn't say the words that are in the song. But like, well, it's that ridiculous.
Well, so the ridiculousness of the debauchery and the imagery. The algorithm loves it because the algorithm loves car accidents. The algorithm celebrates, you know, because we all rubberneck. We all look. So some of the music, well, a lot of the music now, you know, because there's not really a barrier to entry. So people just jump fresh out the bedroom on the internet and pop off. The more chaotic, debaucherous, and, you know, people love.
Don't people find it odd, though?
And a lot of people hate watch, too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that's true.
They think they're not contributing, but they're watching and sharing because they're contributing, which just keeps the algorithm hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like what we just talked about. Does anybody think about the fact that it's the Republicans who brought up the anti-Semitism bill? Does that make them go,
No.
Does anyone find it odd that the person who has Sexy Red's current imagery that she puts out there for people is also the one who's like, nah, I like Trump? Does anyone ever put it together? It's an odd, find these odd combinations.
Well, the anti-intellectualism is celebrated in American society. It always has been. I mean, even the whole woke. Oh, you want to be woke? Anti-woke?
That is an anti-intellectualism. Yeah, have you ever heard the people who hate me on the Michael K show?
Man. Yeah, they sound very well informed,
and they literally perceive that I come off like I'm trying to be too smart. Almost, it's like you must be one of them wokies.
Oh, my God.
Snowflakes.
I just can't, guys. I cannot consume, like the whole Krishan Blueface and the other one. It really bothers me. Like, there's babies involved. Like, there was a clip, and, like, to your point, Ebro, just, I don't know how it just keeps popping up on my timeline.
I know you can't get away from it.
At 4 a.m., he's like, I rescued my child because, you know, and he's on video holding, I'm like, cover up that baby, like, I don't know.
This baby done traveled around and done more things in its first few months of its life. Yo, Krishan Rock and the baby can't be more than 5 months old. This baby is constantly somewhere in a studio, in a here, over there, getting in a video, backstage at a concert, getting breastfed in a mall.
They're drinking and I don't know. Maybe I sound like...
Yeah, no, you sound old, like
and washed, yeah, and you know, but the baby, it really bothers me. The baby really bothers me, like the atmosphere that the baby's in.
No, when you want to be a class act, have decorum, tact, and be informed, you're washed out here.
Ugh,
you're a hater. You're washed. You're finished. The only thing that makes you hot, lit, and a part of, you know, what's trending and happening. And in touch is to be an anti-intellectual, trolly, chaotic pile of whatever. That's all you got, guys. This is it. And you guys have chosen to listen to a program, and we don't even get in trouble.
I told you, we're weak for that.
We're
squares. Yo, we mad square. Y'all got it on the square show. But listen, here's the thing about being a square. You won't end up in jail.
That's the plan.
You might just have a regular degular job where you're paying bills and enjoying birthday parties and taking your kids to school. Sounds good enough to me.
I know. You can laugh with us.
You can laugh. And you can check out Laura Stiles in the Flash of Lights.
Oh, let's go. Transition. Segue.
Got the 411 on the flash lights.
Are you ready for the action?
Oh, so this is exciting. Alicia Keys' musical, Hell's Kitchen, is coming to Broadway this spring. Now, it's a musical which features a score by Alicia Keys and a book by Christopher Diaz. So it made its world premiere at the Public Theater this fall, and it's currently running there through January 14th. But the show will transfer to the Schubert Theater on Broadway starting March 28th. With an opening night on April 20th, by the way. So just Google Hell's Kitchen play. But I've heard amazing things about it. Yo, I'm a big fan.
I got to get up. So Alicia Keys had hit me about this on November 4th. No, she hit me before that. And wanted me to go check it out. And I was in surgery mode. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't know if I can make it. I got knee surgery. Now, fast forward, this is a hot topic.
I know.
Hit me with the button.
Yeah, you're about to be the one who hits her up now. It's too late.
You played yourself right now.
Can I get tickets to Broadway? So, congratulations to her, man. Super cool. It's going to be really
good. So, she's on EGOT path. She's definitely got Grammys.
Yeah.
Does she have Emmys?
I mean, you jump straight to EGOT. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, because if she gets an Emmy and a Tony, she's got to get after that Oscar.
Well, wait, what you just said was such a mouthful. It's crazy.
She gotta do it, though.
He makes it seem like it's so easy, right?
If she does one.
My man John Batiste, he just added an Emmy to his stash. He got the Grammy, the Oscar, and the Emmy.
Yeah, no, I know we had him on the show. That's for sure. She doesn't have an Emmy.
She just has Grammys.
Hold on. No.
Okay.
Does she have an Academy Award?
I think she has Emmy.
She's got plenty of Grammys.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We know that. Yeah.
She doesn't have Academy Awards either. So.
All right. Well, guys, congratulations to her, man.
If you're on Broadway, at least you're getting a Tony. We already know.
So that's two. Then she's halfway.
All right.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:06, a high 42 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Aubrey P., Hot Rod, Rick, and Nikki are lined up. They're phone-a-fots, and they will compete against each other in Whitest Wednesday, the game.
Woo!
Next.
This is going to be good.
It's going to be a mess. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. That's what I guarantee. A disaster.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
We may not have them daily, but we got them weekly on Wednesday where we play white people. And it's called Whitish Wednesday. It's white people artists. Whoa. Now, the deal this week is we have the Phone-A-Fot panel, which is Nikki and Aubrey and Hot Rod Rick and Queen P. And so they're going to compete against each other.
Mm.
And since we have the 12 Days of Hotness, I think we got a prize for the winner this week, too.
What?
Yeah, we do. What's on the prize sheet over there? You got the prize sheet, Juanito?
I do. Oh, they have a chance to win tickets to our very own Winter Jam.
Winter Jam tickets.
Wow.
Hello. Yeah. So fine. Bring them all up. You know how to bring them all up at the same time? That's Aubrey.
Hey. Good morning.
We got P. You there?
What's up, everybody? Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
All right, we got Hot Rod Rick.
Yo, have no fear. Hot Rod Rick is here.
And we got Nikki. Now, Rosenberg, this is what we got to talk through. Are we just letting them say their name, the first name we hear?
That feels impossible on the phones.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you want to do this, then?
I feel like... I'll bring them down for a second.
I feel like we should have figured this out ahead of time.
Yeah. I didn't think about the phone lines component to it. It feels like it has to be more about, you know, maybe like they keep going around and you get one wrong. Like you have the opportunity to get a couple wrong and then you're out. You know what I mean? And like we go around in a circle.
We just rotate.
Yeah, like we play a song for someone.
So we play a song, and we start with, let's say, Aubrey, who's on line one. Aubrey goes first. Then
right.
The next song, yeah. and if Aubrey can't get it, then we go to the next person.
Yeah, but if
once they get what, to two? Once you can't get it twice, you're out.
Mm-hmm. Or third time's you're out.
Three strikes and you're out. I'm fine with three strikes and you're out.
And you know what? Because I'll make it a little bit harder for this crowd. Right? It should be a little harder, so they'll get their strikes. I think that's the point.
But remember, you still want the audience to be able to play along in the car, so don't be too obscure. Don't be too crazy.
Or, Ebro, we can also limit the time they get it for. Maybe they each only get it for 10 seconds. It's still the regular songs, but, like, we don't play the whole thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't go and go and go.
So here's the rules, guys. Here's the rules. Queen P, Hot Rod, Rick, Nikki, and Aubrey. The rule is you guys are going to be in order. So, Aubrey's one, P's two, Rick is three, and Nikki is four. And so on this first song, Aubrey, you're going to get the first shot. The first person, okay. If you miss three, like if you can't get three, you're automatically off the panel and the game keeps going, okay?
Now, you know what, Ebro, let's make it two because these are hits. Let's make it two, actually.
All right, so if you miss two.
Yeah, we got to
hit. Yo, Nebro.
Yes, sir.
Nebro.
Yes, sir.
Yo, bro, can we actually phone one of y'all?
What you mean?
Yeah.
Can they get
think
a phone
about
out?
It.
Oh, you where your phone a fight?
Word, that'll be fire, bro.
It could be. It's a little complicated. And I'm trying to expedite this, but I appreciate the insight. Thank you, Howard. That was a good one. I appreciate it. It would be fun, but it might be make it a little bit more complicated. And I guarantee you, we can't even help you that good.
Thanks.
if we weekly need y'all to help us, trust me, it's not going to flip around.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
All right, Rosenberg, the first record. Aubrey, you're going to go first. If you can't get it.
All right, Aubrey.
John,
all right, let's go. So let's kick this off, baby.
John, are you keeping everybody up at the same time or putting everybody on hold except the person who's up?
Let me put the regular everyone else on hold.
There you go. Yeah. Let's pick them one at a time. Here we go.
Now, Aubrey. Aubrey.
Yeah, leaving John in charge of.
Yeah, we are Hot Rod Rick. I heard you. We're leaving John in charge. It's a mess.
I know.
Now, Aubrey, you're only gonna have about 15 seconds to get this though. That's the hook.
That's the jokes. Okay.
All right. So you can't just sit up and take 2 minutes to answer. You got 15 seconds.
All right. Here we go.
You know it.
Let's go, Aubrey. Right. Let's go.
Here we go.
You got it, baby.
It is Whitish Wednesday. The new game.
Here we go.
2.0.
Guys, ready?
Go. We're waiting on you, bro.
Ready?
Are you sure that you're ready right now?
Oh, Rosenberg stalling so crazy.
Oh, my God.
No, I was already connected. Why'd I disconnect?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
No, I connected you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. All right. I hear you.
Oh, this is fail.
Oh, boy. I got another one. Hold on.
LLJ.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Ready?
99 Luft Balloons.
That's correct.
Got it in 11 seconds. Aubrey's got one on the board. Now, we're still playing the first of five here. Let that ring off. We're going to go to...
Going to P next?
P will be next.
Wait, what's the name of this song again?
99 Luft Balloons.
You think one day Laura would remember?
I know. And I know the song.
What's the group?
Nena.
Nena.
All right, there we go. So Aubrey has one.
There you go. P's up next.
P, you ready?
Ready.
Laura. Sorry.
Wait.
I got it.
All right, go.
All right, go ahead.
You know this.
It's Blind Melon. Yeah. No rain.
Yes!
Yeah.
CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
You what?
I don't feel like I've heard that song before.
Hey, bro. Well, this video was on rotation 24/7 on MTV and VH1.
Well, see, that's the problem.
But it's a little girl also, dressed in the bee costume.
We've had this same conversation. It makes me feel like a crazy person.
You are.
Literally verbatim.
Ebro
goes, I don't think I've heard this. Laura goes, yeah, you have the bee. It's like, well, you guys ever remember this?
I'm reminding him.
I mean, at the very least, remember the conversation. All right, so that's one for P.
One for Who's P, next? One for Aubrey. Hot Rod Rick is on.
Hot Rod Rick,
you got 15 seconds.
I have no fear, my bro.
Here we go, Hot Rod.
Oh, he gave him a layup.
Oh, wow, what a layup.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I bet it. Yo, this one's tougher than Juanito putting on a hoodie. But look, that's Coldplay, ain't it?
Yeah.
You're putting on a hoodie.
Good job. Yo, the disrespect.
Yo, Hot Rod Rick.
What a nice hello, Jay Cooley. Yeah.
Who's next?
Nikki,
you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Nikki's ready. Here we go.
Here we go. 15 seconds, Nikki.
Do I have to wait the 15 seconds, Greg?
No, you're good. Go ahead.
That's Lisa Loeb. Stay.
Yeah. Yo, I think we got to change it, Ebro. These are all easy. I think it's got to be you get one wrong, you're out. What do you think? Feels like single elimination.
I talk so all the time. So.
This song was a bop.
So, on this rotation, though, this time around, we start with Pete. We don't start with Aubrey this time.
You got to flip
Aubrey's going to go last.
Okay, I like
that
it.
That way,
I
not
like
one
it.
Person has the advantage in the rotation.
I like what you're doing.
Pete, you're up first this rotation.
You ready?
I got it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Sorry? You got
go
it?
Go ahead, Pete.
It's Carole King.
Yeah, that's right.
Carole King.
Yeah. Very much in the crib. This is
too,
the crib.
Too late, baby.
Super in the crib.
All the way in the crib.
All the way in the crib.
And it's too late, baby, now. It's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't.
All right, who's up next, Ebro?
Hot Rod Rick would be second on this rotation. Aubrey's going to pull up the rear. Ayo.
Ayo.
Ayo. Edibro, what's up?
Yeah. Here we go, Hot Rod Rick. You up, kid. 15 seconds on the clock.
Say that.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you...
Ooh.
You know that.
Yo, I got it.
Oh, you
come
got
on,
it.
Booty. Yo, Laura, I would phone you, Laura, so you can see what it looks like when you phone that person. You heard? That's Led Zeppelin. You heard? Goonie, stop playing with me. I knew about the yell. Man, you see, that's how it goes.
You heard, see, Goonie, stop playing with me. Wow.
That's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you got it, Rick. That is Led
Zeppelin. I knew it by the yell.
All right, all right. Who's up next, Ebro?
Nick. Nicky's on.
All right.
Nicky.
What's happening?
Here we go. All right, Nick, you ready? 15 seconds on the clock.
Here we go.
These guys are good.
Hey.
Wait, you ready? Nicky, you got an answer?
I'm ready. Yeah, man, that's Weezer. That's the guys. The Weezer.
Weezer.
These guys are good.
These guys are very, very good.
Aubrey will be next in rotation.
Aubrey's up next. All right.
Pulling up the rear. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Let's go, Aubrey.
All right, Aubrey. Here we go.
It's why this Wednesday the game. The phone and fights are competing against each other. The first one to five. And the rule is, it was supposed to be if you miss two, you're out. But think we're going to get into sudden death really quick.
I know.
Yeah, this is.
All right, Aubrey, you're up. 15 seconds on the clock.
All right, let's go.
All right. Here we go.
That's Billy Idol.
Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Billy Idol.
These guys are good. All right, who's up next, Ebro?
All right, in this rotation, which is round three, Hot Rod Rick starts.
All right, let's go.
Hot Rod Rick, you're first this time.
You know the vibes, Goonie.
Yo, after this round, we got one more rotation. After this round, we're going to sudden death, which means if you miss one, you're out.
You're done.
Say that.
And if it's a tie at the end, if it's 4-4-4 at the end when we're going for a game time, we're just going to have all the lines up and the first person to say their name. That's how we'll solve this. Here we go, round three, starting with Hot Rod Rick. You got 15 seconds.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo.
All right, Rick, what's your answer?
That's the Breeders, right?
Yo, he's good, man.
The Breeders.
Yo, Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Yo, that reel you put up yesterday about that email, that was fire, dog.
Thanks, Rick, man.
Yo, that's fire, bro.
Tell you, Rosenberg posted an IG from an email he sent me. What year was that?
2007.
Yeah. January 2007.
Yeah.
Didn't even remember that.
Yes, sir, bro.
Yo, my hunger was bordering on thirst.
You was trying to get out. You was trying to get out of Mindy's basement. Pressure was on.
No, that was a dope. Thank you, Hot Rod Rick. I appreciate you. All right, guys, he's good, man. All right, who's up next?
Nicky. Nicky's up. Round three, rotation number three. Nicky. Let's go, Nick.
Here we go.
Matchbox 20.
Wow!
Dang!
Wow!
I wanna push you.
These are songs I don't even know. I just have them on the list.
I'm a little bit rusty and I think my head is caving in.
Yo, these people on the phone are amazing.
Yo, these
are so good.
All right. Who's up next?
Aubrey's up on rotation round number three.
All right, Aubrey, here we go.
Aubrey, you're on.
Best day of my life.
American Authors.
You gotta, Peter, you gotta turn up. You gotta make them harder.
I'm trying. American Authors are like, I mean, they're a localish group. I don't want to say they're a one hit wonder, but I mean, this is, it didn't even get to the chorus. Now you guys are gonna know when it gets to the chorus, but he knew it off top. I don't know why I find this song so emotional. I find it very emotional.
Because you're looking for the best day of your life?
I don't know. Well, it hits, you know, me for some reason.
Maybe.
All right, who's up, Ebro?
We got Queen P trying to get three.
All right, Queen P, here we go.
Round three, Queen P. You're on, P. 15 seconds. P.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
Speaking of emotional, this joint made me cry as a child.
Why? I haven't heard this.
Two.
P,
I know it.
What you got?
Leaving on a jet plane. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Wow.
She's right again.
Man. Should we? Who's the artist?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Sounds like you just made it up.
Laura, you don't know this song?
No.
Listen, stop making a face. Why are you acting like you're acting like you're right for some reason? She's like, no.
They sang this to Armageddon.
Most Def did a whole cover of it. Let me go. Here we go. Maybe another chorus.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe,
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here we go. So now, if anybody gets it wrong or can't answer, which is
done,
getting it wrong,
out. Goodbye.
You're out. First one to five, we're entering round four, rotation number four. Nikki starts this time.
Right. Nikki, here we go. I got to pick it up. Got to get harder.
Should we do 10 seconds instead of 15?
No, because it might not work depending on the song. We just got to keep it moving. Here we go.
Nikki, you're up. 15 seconds on the clock.
Ooh. That's the song that was on Tina. Christmas time is here.
Yeah,
you
got it.
Yo, man.
It's on the Peanuts movie.
Yeah. Christmas time is here by the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
No, that I didn't.
Wow.
All right, who's up next?
Aubrey. Aubrey's up. Round four.
Yo, that was impressive, Nikki.
That's the most impressive one so far. Here we go.
All right, we're trying to get four on the board. Aubrey, what you got, kid? If you miss it, you off the panel.
Someone I used to know. Yay.
Okay, go to the next one.
Yo.
Time to pick it up. I'm picking it up now. Here we go.
All right, B, you're up. 15 seconds on the clock.
Rosanna.
Yep.
It's Rosanna by Toto. I don't even know this song.
Rosanna. That's the joint.
Rosanna.
It is a bop. All right, who's next?
Hot Rod Rick. Hot Rod. Round four.
Hot Rod is starting to bring it to you.
Hey, yo.
Got to bring these hammers now.
Okay, here we go.
Roger on the clock. Rod.
Don't bring me down.
Yes, don't bring me down. Oh, Electric Light Orchestra.
Have no fear. How about this year?
Yo, the phone about
too good.
They are too good.
All right, who's next?
All right, so wait, boom. So that wraps up round four.
Oh, my God.
Nobody said they would pass. Everyone got every song correct to four.
This is crazy.
And within, and like we're keeping a time, like this is impressive.
In 10 seconds.
Man.
All right. So now, all the lines are open, John. The first name we hear gets a shot to answer.
Has no fear, your Fats are here.
Here we go. The Phone Fats, Aubrey P, Hot Rod Rick, and Nikki are battling for Winter Jam tickets.
And real quick, is it if they get it wrong, though, they're still eliminated?
Yeah, they're out.
So the key here is now what we've added is the element of speed, which will lead to people getting things wrong, you would think.
And by the way, as soon as somebody says their name, if they get it wrong, Rosenberg switches they're out, and you switch the song.
Okay.
So more people don't get a chance to answer on the same song.
That's
it. Right. Makes it fair. That's clean.
So you're risking it. They're risking it all once they call their name.
That's
and
right.
And no one else is even getting a play on that song.
That's
it's
right.
On to the next one.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, man, this is intense. All right, here we go. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Aubrey, P, Hot Rod, Rick, Nikki, y'all good?
Good.
Yeah. You can hear us, right?
Never fearing.
We can hear you. All say right. Your name nice and loud as soon as you have the answer.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Nikki's the name.
It's
Real American.
Yeah, damn
right
it is.
Yo, Nikki gets the Winter Jam tickets for the win.
Wow. Nikki. You did that. All of you guys are amazing. Amazing.
Yo, he came with the Hulk Hogan theme.
That's how you
wow.
do it.
That's
how you Rosenberg.
Well, I'm surprised it took you guys that long, though. That was on the table for everyone. It was there.
Yo, I said Hot Rod. I said it.
Here you go. Everybody heard it, bro.
Yo, here's
Hot Rod Rick with the button. Hey, yo, we love all of y'all. Hang on one second. Aubrey P, Hot Rod Rick, we love y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Nikki, hang on. We got to get you these Winter Jam tickets. And you know the funny part? Well, I guess, funny, not ha-ha, but funny, interesting, is nobody ever really goes to Nikki when we're playing the game the regular way. And Nikki won the whole joint.
So cool.
Very dope. Very dope.
Now, I got to tell you, it also shows you that when they're able to hear the songs clean, because, like, it's a little harder when they're on hold. They get to hear... They're really good if they get to hear the song directly played for them.
It's next level.
Yo, man. That was something.
Yo, no, this format works, honestly, for a party, too. Like, we actually had the Whitish Wednesday, the party.
What, you sort of, like, line people up?
So you have people on, you have people at the party, and they, you know, three people come up, and you could compete. In front of the whole party.
Well, no, you could do it with like a lot of people, and it's a limited amount of time. And the second you don't get one, you're out. So the line just gets knocked down.
You want Royal Rumble? You want Royal Rumble? Stone Cold Steve Austin storming to the ring, just throwing people out.
It could be fun.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Let's get to the gurus.
But what about a culture classic?
Oh, Juan, you got one ready?
I got one. Hold on. Right. Holiday time.
You going a little after 7?
Oh, that's John.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm not mad, but I wouldn't have gotten it.
You know, that's Babyface and them, brother.
P, you can go next.
Hey.
I only know that because of Little Sean.
I never knew love could be so sweet.
What's the name of this record? Can't Stop How I Feel.
Can't Stop. It's just can't. I think it's just Can't Stop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you really hear Babyface there too.
That's his brother. I think wrote it though.
Yeah.
I think he wrote it. Let me see.
All right, here you go. Holiday vibes, guys. We got to get to the spirit, right? Holiday vibes.
There you go.
I saw this meme yesterday that was like, you know how like people try to act like they can't participate in holidays and they, you know, because they're this or they're that or, you know, whatever they're. And it was like, yo, Michael Jackson and them sang the hell out of them Christmas songs and they was Jehovah's Witness. So stop complaining about holidays.
Yeah, by the way, that's so fact.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and afterwards, Michael was like, Joseph, Catherine, because we sung so good, can we maybe get a Christmas present this year? Shut up, Mike. Keep singing. And yet he still delivered.
Catherine was like, yeah, sure, Mike.
Yeah.
Catherine
was like, Michael, shut up.
Joe, leave Mike alone.
He was like, I'll tell you what you can get for Christmas, another belt.
No.
Sorry, too soon. And they did the whole album's kind of a hammer.
Super hammer. I'm going to tell you what else is good. That Boyz II Men. That Boyz II Men album, that Temptations, is Jackson 5. If you can find the So-So Def Christmas album, fire.
You realize that the Jackson 5? This song for the Jackson 5 should have actually been in reverse when you think about it. Should have been, I saw Daddy kissing a prostitute in the hotel room after the show last night. Okay, I'm sorry.
What is wild.
Wow.
When I saw, they brought it up in the MJ musical.
Sure did. It was in there. And once again, now that you've seen the musical and the things that they have in there, and you know that this was all endorsed and okayed by the Michael Jackson's estate, which is basically family and whomever involved, it reframes the way they even see what happened with Mike and the whole family.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean specifically? Like, they make the fact that they're willing to point out the messed up things about Joe.
That's right. And even the messed up things about Mike. Wasted money, losing money, almost going broke, all of that.
Yo, I posted a video last week of me at the 2009 VMAs. That was the year Kanye, Taylor Swift happened. I was on the red carpet. Or no, 2000, I guess it was. When did Michael die? In 2009? So yeah, it was later that year. Janet was going to do the special tribute performance. Mm. So Joe Jackson walked the red carpet and walked it with like some random quote, artist who was like 27 years old and falling out of her dress. It was
not a good look.
Nah, let me tell you something. His on-brand game though was strong all the way through.
What you mean, it's straight dirt bag? That brand? Is that the brand you're talking about?
The dirt bag brand.
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Happy holidays. Thanks for joining us. Now it is time for the gurus.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite to fight for what's right. Shout out to our guru brother out in an island somewhere. Rosenberg, stretch, lead us in breathing exercises, and let us know who's out there in need of us.
I need those 3,000 flutes to...
Send, send, send. And also send, send, send.
And 3,000 flutes got it right.
No, the 3,000 flutes are really... They were meant to be the beginning of the guru segment. It's... The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Send your email today and the gurus will unite to fight for what's right. Show you the light. Make things...
Aye.
Maybe contrite.
Contrite.
Huh?
Here we go, guys. Send your emails today. Dear gurus... Loyal podcast listener from the UK. 31-year-old male.
Okay.
Been dating my best friend's cousin for the last 18 months.
Okay.
In the beginning, he gave me his blessings. And he even set us up on our first date.
Oh.
During the relationship, she told me about past family issues and arguments. I never realized how bad it was till her birthday a few months back. Where her entire family ended the night fighting. Punches and slaps were thrown.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It happens.
Wow.
It's not what you want.
No, it's not. But it happens.
Since then, both my friend and my girlfriend have been in a slagging match with each other and their families.
What's a slagging match?
Well, I know in the UK they use the phrase slagging someone off. So I guess it means talking trash.
Okay.
Sounds nuts, but I think that's what slagging.
It sounds
means.
Like an AO.
AO.
Because you'd definitely be like, yo, she slagged me. Be like, what?
Yo, AO.
That sounds so real X-rated.
Since then, my friend and my girlfriend have been in a slagging match with each other and their families. I told them not to say this in front of me, but they continue to do so. They even met up last week to iron out any differences, but this ended with my girlfriend slapping my best friend and walking out.
Wow.
They've both now told me they no longer want to see or talk to each other again. Now I'm stuck between my best friend, my girlfriend, and this entire family argument.
No, you're not.
What the F do I do?
Nothing.
Many thanks and happy holidays from your fans in the UK.
Mind your business.
Yeah,
how do you? That's not really. How do you do that?
Well, just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Like, give me an example of why he.
The girl keeps bringing it up. The girl, she's on her mind.
And you're like, yo, look, I'm not your family. Like, I can't get involved in that. You've only been with her for 18 months. You could tell her straight up, I'm not getting involved in y'all mess. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know. Like, I'm new here. Like, what are y'all talking about? Why y'all, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to get involved. You can listen to her. You can listen to him and offer zero insights.
And if they love you, they understand that you're in the middle of it. I mean, that's your girl right now. Like, if that's the person that you
but by the
be
way,
with, then what?
I just kind of re-understood it. I was a little confused.
Okay. Update?
No, you guys probably understood it. I just am not smart. So they're cousins, like it's his best friend and his girl are cousins, and they That's got right. into a nasty fight.
That's right.
But fighting here is obviously something that happens in this family.
That's right.
So in all, they're going to get over it. In all likelihood, it's at some point, even with the slap. My guess is it wasn't the first time she's ever even slapped him. They've probably fought before, it sounds like, given this family.
More reason, though, for him to mind his business.
Yeah. No, that really does make your advice best. Like, all you can do is be like, man, y'all are wild. I don't know. Figure it out. What are you going to do?
Because he says, the writer of the email says that there was a whole brawl at an event, a family event. Like, everybody was fighting.
Right. So, obviously, this happens around here. Now, if you have some pause about that being how things happen in your future,
yeah. I know.
And that soon it could be your kids sitting there watching,
right.
going, "Daddy, why?" That's a different conversation.
Yes, and but now that case, means, and honestly, you know what that means? You need to break up with her. You don't want to be in this family. Now we could be friends, but that doesn't mean I want to be tied to this family permanently, because I don't want this to be my life.
I guess he needs to decide how much it bothers him. I'll tell you, for me, that might be 18 months in, I see a fist fight at the family event. I might be like, all right, man, this ain't it for me.
Well, and I take it a step further, because this is a lived experience. The person that you're with participates in the fight. It's not like the family just is chaotic and the person that you're dating is like, yeah, nah, I don't want to be a part of that. No. The person you're dating also participates.
She is part of the family.
In my scenario, the person that I'm with doesn't participate in the family shenanigans, doesn't want no part of it, ain't fighting, ain't doing none of that.
Right.
And doesn't want that to be a part of our life.
That said, you were just at a wedding recently where people were literally throwing hands and feet.
Well, and that's the lived experience I'm talking about.
But she was able to avoid it, and only Ebro had to sit there pulling people off each other.
I actually got involved, but, you know, it was all love. It was all love. And all it's not a and it's not a regular occurrence. No. Like, this emailer says they fight. Like, this is what they do.
Yeah.
So I guess we could just be like, look, you can listen, but be very clear. Like, yo, I don't want any part of this, man. So don't expect me to take a side or anything like that. Because more than likely, it sounds like they're going to end up making up. Right?
Yeah. I mean, they're cousins.
And if not, just keep the peace, because with you, you know, adding your two cents, you're just going to add fuel to the fire. So if I were you, I would just chill.
And now, would you tell your girlfriend, Rosenberg, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you was into at the time, Laura Stiles, if you want to make sure you draw a line, like, yo, if I'm going to be in this relationship, we got to figure out how this doesn't.
I would.
Yeah, like, I don't want this in my life.
I would. I'm not okay with this.
I don't get down like this. Like, I'm not okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a double conversation. Number one, I'm out on this. Mind your business. And number two, hey, though, for real, can we start changing our involvement in things like this? Because that's not going to work for me. I don't want to have a family where we're involved in stuff like that.
Right.
And if not, if you're okay with this, then maybe we shouldn't be together. Like, you got to be prepared to make that call.
Facts. So I hope this helps. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Laura Stiles in the Flash and Lights Report. Laura, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
What are you going to talk about?
Oh, I'll take you right here.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flash Lights.
Are you ready for the Flash and Lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Now, two men have been charged with felony assault of a Nardo Wick fan in Florida. Do you remember the story? The kid like 20 years old who went up to try to get a selfie with Nardo Wick in Florida, and they ended up punching him and knocking his head to the concrete wall, and then he ended up, you know, punching him again multiple times, knocking the fan to the ground. Well, the two men have officially been charged. They turned themselves in, and man, that video, don't watch it, because I was just like, I remember showing it to Rosa and be like, dude, look at this. Like, look at it. Like, the first punch, the kid is actually, like, standing up with his head down, like, in shock of what happened.
No, he was knocked out standing up. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. God. It was so bad. So, you know, Nardo Wick came in and put out a statement and reached out to the mother and saying, like, yo, I do not condone any of this, and wanted to make sure that the mom knew that he cared and was willing to take care of anything that, you know, any hospital situation. But it's the whole story was crazy. So the two men who attacked this young man have officially been arrested and charged with felony assault.
You know, I'm compelled to remind people too, like, you know, yes, artists, they entertain, you love them, you want their autograph, you want to get a photo with them, all of that. And you shouldn't feel like you're going to get pummeled because you run up excited to meet one. But you should be aware that running up to people that you don't know, you should always move with caution.
Yeah.
Well, said.
You never know what people are going through and what kind of defense posture they may be in.
That
because of a lived experience of some sort.
That is true. But it was, what a horrible story that was. Oh, man. Is this, but the kid is okay?
Right now, I haven't heard any updates, so I don't know. I don't know. Last time I read, he was in critical condition, so I'm praying that he was good. So, we'll keep you posted. But that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:52. Today is a high of 42 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
So did you hear here in New York City, they took the executive power away from Mayor Adams, the comptroller did.
What?
Did you hear about this story?
No.
What does that mean?
That means that they had took, well, not all executive power, but the executive power for him to green light hiring companies to help with the migrant crisis, hiring contractors to build and help with the migrant crisis. So the comptroller took his ability to write checks and clear that, you know, path to get things done, because I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe they felt like the spending was out of hand, maybe they needed to get control of it, whatever, what have you. So that happened. And there's a potential vote coming up where they want to take control over the Board of Education away from the mayor, which is the way it used to be before Bloomberg. But Bloomberg got rid of, and a lot of people complain about the I guess, I forget what it was called, but the Board of Education that they had, and they got rid of it because it was so corrupt and it was bogging things down, and people were happy that Bloomberg got in charge, but now they're thinking about flipping it back to whatever it was before. So all that's happening here in New York City as we go through some significant changes in the city, right? Then you have congestion pricing.
That garbage.
Right? You got, obviously, the houseless crisis and all of that, so there's a lot going on. And there was a report that said in 2022, or is it 2023? I don't know. One of the years that more people moved out of New York City into other parts of the state, and some out of the state, than more than ever before, which obviously leaves less taxable revenue. So they're going to start using that as a reason to cut budgets too.
Well, how can they? People can't even afford to live in the city.
Oh no, but hourly wages are going up, Laura. Bro. But so are prices. So guess what? We're still in the same place. Yeah, Laura, just like that. Good morning, everybody.
Good Thanks morning. For joining the program.
Yeah. This hour
made hot. Now there's only one last question to ask you. Are you ready for your 4 minutes of fire?
Yes, sir. Let's get this done and get it. I'm about to go crazy. Bang them.
I was born ready like fish and spaghetti.
Fuck yeah.
Always ready. Born ready.
Let's do it.
Man, listen, my real question is 4 minutes of fire ready for us?
Absolutely. 4 minutes of sour. Let's do it.
Come on, man. Put the beat on.
Hot 97 presents the 4 Minutes of Fire podcast, where artists premiere unreleased music every month on the 4th. Follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hot 97 playing, that's me, baby. Call it ain't about no cake, is you crazy? Business got bitches on notice. She trying to slide to the non-slow your motion. Soon as I got to her spot, bent it over. I gave her the this that Lola.
4 Minutes of Fire. New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.